two-year-old filly Hoots, and I wonder where she is. Toby Edmonds is joining us back there in Queensland. Morning to you, Toby.
Morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you, mate. You've had a little spell yourself after everything that unfolded during the autumn?
My wife and I went to Fiji for a couple of days, that's all, and we're back in full swing now, so yeah. We've got our winter up on us, so we're trying to get horses ready for that and plan how we get this filly into the Everest on October 14th.
Yeah. Just before I talk about Hootson and the Everest and the makeup of that, but you've got other horses. How strong will Toby Edmonds be in your Brisbane winter?
I will be competing somewhat. I'm not sure how strong we'll be. It'll just depend on how these tracks come up and how our horses are going. They look to be going pretty good, but obviously Brisbane winter is always tough, and but we'll be in there trying, and if we can kick a goal, we'll be really happy.
Yeah. You brought a couple down outside Hootson down to the Sydney Carnival. I mean, have you got the 2 or 3 year old that we could really see take the step, Toby?
Look, it doesn't look like that filly fallacy that ran third in the Adrian Knox at the last run. She runs in the Gold Coast Bracelet on October 6th. Oh, sorry, not October 6th. Sorry,
May 6th.
May 6th, yep. And probably head to the Oaks if she runs well there. But look, I haven't got a standout. We've got quite a few older horses like Sargeron's due to trial on Tuesday. She's absolutely flying after knee surgery, and you know, she's a filly or a mare could bob up in the Tiara or even a Stradbroke. So we'll see.
Well, she had capability. I didn't know that. So she had knee surgery, eh?
She had knee surgery after her last win. Both knees had you know, they just went in and had a tidy up, and yep. She's a lot more happy and comfortable now. So. Yep. We're looking forward to her resuming.
Yeah, Sagaron. Well, let's talk about Hootson. The suggestion is the slot has been bought for her to run in the Everest. Is that right?
That's right. She'll run. Aquis were fortunate enough to gain a spot, and they've invited us to participate, which we accepted, and they've actually. Coming in, bought a small share in the filly as well, so we race in partnership with them now.
Okay.
I've just seen her. It said, you know, yesterday she looks fantastic. She looks to have grown and filled out a bit, and she's got another few weeks yet before she comes back home. Obviously, this is close to six now, five and a bit weeks. So I'm happy to give her eight to ten. Actually, she doesn't need to resume until early September. So you know. We'll keep an eye on her in the next month or so.
Okay, so she'll have a real good spell. And look, in some ways for a two-year-old, it was a busy time for her.
Yeah, look, it wasn't a heap of starts, but it was busy.
Yeah.
Like she didn't have much time out of the stable between basically being broken in and Gold Slipper Day. So it's good for her to be able to, go back and be natural and just do what they need to do. And I think you can see... In past years, most slipper horses come back and try and rush into it, and sometimes they don't come back. So we're just hopeful that she can come back and carry on and get to that big race in October.
So how do you play it? You mentioned looking at a run in early September. Do you look at giving her maybe one run and then into the Everest?
No, she'd need two,
yeah.
And I'll have provision for her to go in there fourth up as well. So, look, that hasn't been completely mapped out yet, but Melbourne Spring looks logical for her to start off.
Yep.
Just for the simple fact, short course races for 3 year old fillies or 3 year olds just happen there a little bit more than they do in Sydney. So that'd probably be the way we'll go, and then come back to Sydney for the Everest.
Okay. And as you say, I guess she'll tell you off that maybe first run in early September just how many you do need.
That's right. And obviously depends on how she comes back and how much she's grown and roomed out and that sort of stuff they do. She might get gross on us, so she's a good doing filly, so we might need to give a couple of trials as well. So we'll see how we go.
And you just mentioned there that you spotted her yesterday out at Sedgenhoe Spelling, that she's grown and filled out. So her last race was March 18, and it's now late April, you can see noticeable difference in her makeup?
Yeah, like I hadn't seen her since Lipper Day, and Peter O'Brien and I looked at her yesterday, along with the lady that does spelling it, said, you know, and I commented, I'm sure she's grown, and they agreed. And yeah, so it's good to see she's such a classy looking filly, and she looks better now.
Well, mate, we thank you for your update on Hoots, and we can't wait. It's a different race. It'll be a different race with all the slots that have been purchased, and who knows, you know, a few of them could be sold on by the time we get to the big race in October. But sounds like she's enjoying herself. Sounds like a paddock I want to be in.
Yeah, you do well at Sedgino. They all do well there.
I reckon they would with the yellow shirts. Good on you, Toby. Thanks very much for your time. We'll talk to you again.
Thank you.
Toby Edmonds joining us there, back at the Gold Coast this morning after being at Sedgenhoe yesterday.